Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a subsign workflow for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the DNB way, with edit discipline, space, and low-end control. The big idea is simple. A roller lives or dies on the relationship between the sub, the mid-bass, and the drums. If you crowd that relationship, the groove gets heavy in the wrong way. If you leave the right gaps, the track starts leaning forward on its own. That's the feeling we want. So instead of trying to write a bassline that fills every bar with energy, we're going to build a clean sign-based sub, add a controlled mid-layer for character, and then carve the momentum through note lengths, rests, phrasing, and automation. That's where the timeless feel comes from. Not from doing more, but from editing better. First, start with the drums. Always drums first for this kind of roller. Build an 8-bar loop with a kick, snare on 2 and 4, a chopped break layer, and some restrained hats or percussion. Keep the swing subtle. You want a pocket, not chaos. A light groove from the groove pool can help, but don't overdo it. If the drums don't feel solid, the sub won't know where to lean. And while you're building, keep headroom on the master. Don't paint yourself into a corner. The sub needs space later. Now create your dedicated sub track. In Ableton Live 12, Operator is perfect for this. Set oscillator to a sine wave, strip away anything unnecessary, and keep it clean. If you prefer a little analog drift, drift can work too, but for a timeless roller, simplicity wins. Set a fast attack, a controlled release, and keep it mono. If you use utility, set the width to 0% on the sub track. That's not optional. In DNB, the sub needs to stay locked in the center. No stereo tricks down there. When you write the bass line, don't just think in terms of notes. Think in terms of drum conversation. A great roller bass line often hits right with the kick, leaves room after the snare, and answers the groove and the gaps between break chops. It should feel like it's reacting to the drums, not just sitting on top of them. Try building your phrase in 2-bar chunks. Maybe bar 1 is a root note and a small answer note. Bar 2 holds a little longer into the snare. Then bar 3 adds a pickup, and bar 4 leaves a tiny rest or drops an octave. That kind of balance keeps the loop alive without making it busy. And this is where the edit craft matters. In a roller, note length is arrangement. A slightly shorter note can create drive. A longer note can create weight. A small rest can make the next hit feel huge. So in the piano roll, zoom in and be intentional. Make every note end on purpose. Now let's add a mid-bass layer. This is not your sub's replacement. This is the layer that gives the bassline personality. You can duplicate the track or create a new one with Waveatable or Operator, then build something simple but harmonic. Maybe a small resish texture, maybe a detuned support layer, maybe just enough grit to speak on smaller speakers. High pass it so it stays out of the sub's way. Somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz is a good starting point, but always listen and adjust by ear. Then shape it with movement. A little auto filter motion, a bit of detune, maybe some subtle width above the low end. Keep it controlled. The goal is character, not clutter. Now comes the heart of the lesson. Carve the rhythm with edits, not extra layers. If the bass line feels flat, do not immediately add another synth. First, try deleting one note. Shorten a note by a small amount. Move one hit a 16th earlier. Add a tiny pickup before the bar. These little decisions create that rolling push-pull that makes a roller feel expensive. Think about where the snare lands. The snare is part of the bass groove in DNB. If the bass is stepping on the snare, the whole track loses impact. So leave one lane empty. If the kick is busy, give the bass less attack. If the snare is dry and punchy, let the bass sustain a touch longer. That kind of balance is what gives the groove its weight. Next, process the bass bus carefully. Group the sub and mid bass. Then use EQ8, saturator, utility, and maybe gentle compression if needed. Use EQ to clear mud if the bass feels boxy. Saturator can add harmonics and make the bass read better on more systems, but keep the drive modest. You want density, not destruction. And with compression, less is more. If you flatten the bass too much, the roller loses its breath. Let the edits carry some of the movement. Use compression as glue, not as a fix for weak phrasing. Sidechain is part of this too, but think of it as space making, not just pumping. A bit of gain reduction from the kick can clear the pocket. If the section is dense, you might even use a gentler sidechain relationship to the snare, but only if the groove needs it. The most important thing is that the bass notes are already edited to avoid collisions. Sidechain should support the arrangement, not rescue it. Now let's talk about variation. A timeless roller does not change too much too fast. It evolves in small, deliberate ways. Maybe every 4 bars, one note changes. Maybe bar 8 gets a tiny stop. Maybe bar 16 introduces a pickup or an octave shift on one hit. That's enough to keep the ear engaged without breaking the hypnotic loop. One of the best tricks is alternating between push bars and hold bars. One bar can be a little more active. The next can sustain and breathe. That creates a natural inhale and exhale. And if you want more tension, let the bass stop short right before a big snare hit. Silence can hit harder than another note. When the loop is working, resample it. Freeze and flatten, or record the bass output to audio. This opens up a new level of editing. Now you can chop a tiny reverse tail, create a transition stab, or pull a short fill out of the end of a phrase. In heavier DNB, resampling helps you commit. It turns a good MIDI idea into a finished sounding phrase. You can even slice the resampled audio in simpler if you want to rework the bass like a break. That's a great way to create switch-ups without changing the core identity of the line. A few things to watch out for. First, don't overload the bass with notes. A roller needs air. Second, keep the sub truly mono. Third, don't let the mid-bass fight the low end. Fourth, make sure the bass actually respects the snare. And fifth, remember that the drums need to be strong enough to carry the bass. If the drums are weak, the bass will feel weak no matter how much processing you stack on top. A good habit is checking the whole thing at low volume. Timeless rollers reveal themselves when the groove still makes sense without loudness doing the heavy lifting. If the sub and kick relationship feels strong at a low level, you're probably on the right path. For a darker or heavier edge, try tiny detune movement in the mid layer or a very quiet harmonic texture above 150 Hz only. Keep the sub clean and let the grit live higher up. You can also automate filter cutoff or drive slightly on transition bars to make the track feel like it's breathing. Here's the mindset to keep throughout the process. The sub is an anchor, not a lead. If the bass line starts feeling too written, simplify the root motion before you add more processing. If the groove feels static, edit the phrasing before you stack more sounds. And if the roller needs more pressure, subtract before you add. So the workflow is this. Build drums first. Create a clean mono sine sub. Support it with a controlled mid layer. Carve the phrase with rests and note lengths. Process gently, sidechain for space, then resample and edit for the final movement. That's the whole game. For your practice, try building a simple 8-bar drum loop. Then write a 2-bar sub phrase with only a few notes. Duplicate it and make 3 versions. One with shorter notes, one with a pickup note before the bar, and one with a rest before the snare. A mid-layer, high pass it, saturate it lightly, and check everything in mono. Then resample one pass and chop a tiny fill for the end of the phrase. Compare the versions and ask yourself one question. Which one grooves harder without sounding busier? That's the real lesson here. A timeless roller is not about maximum movement. It's about the right movement, in the right place, with enough space for the drums and sub to breathe together. When you get that balance right, the whole track starts rolling on its own.